Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author and social and traditional media expert, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
Doing real good, Kit. I hope you are.
I am.
Hope everybody out there is, too.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And
you get full?
Oh, super full. Super full. Had a few too many yams, and I needed to take a lie down there for
yams. Well, I mean, I love the leftover part. The leftovers are always fun.
You know,
sometimes I say, well, don't give me anything. Don't pack me a to-go thing. We go over to my wife's folks' house, and they say, do you want to bring anything home with you after you get done eating, right?
Sure.
You're all full.
Yeah.
You know, say the worst time to go shopping is when you're hungry.
That's right.
The worst time for someone to ask you if you want any leftovers or to take anything with you is when you're full.
It's true.
Sometimes I overcome that and say yes, and I'm very happy, like when I'm watching football the next day, that I did have some leftovers. So, just saying.
Every single year when I ask my parents what they want me to bring over, I always think, oh, a dish or something. And every year what they ask me to bring is Tupperware, like disposable Tupperware as you get over at
Sam's
Club.
So you can bring stuff home, right? So
yep.
Good idea.
Awesome.
Good idea.
All right. Well, one thing that we have coming up right now is everyone's been looking at the news recently, and the Pew Research Center recently found that 44% of Americans get their news from Facebook. However, there has been an uptick during the entirety of 2016, possibly because of the election, but an uptick in hoax or secretly satirical quote-unquote news stories on Facebook being shared as truth. Now, the original sites have realistic news type names like weeklyworldnews.com or nationalreport.net, but those and many other sites like them are either news parodies or just fake news sites altogether. And these have been popping up more and more recently.
Every now and then you'll see someone post a story acting like it's true and they get all worried about it, but then I look and see where it's from, and it's from this site called The Onion.
Yeah. Okay.
And The Onion is all phony stuff, and it's made outrageously funny, and then people think it is truth sometimes. So you have to verify your sources before you start passing it on. And that's the old, we did this in, I think it was third grade, where our teacher had us line up in a line. And she went to one end of the line and she whispered a secret into somebody's ear, real short secret, and had them pass it down the line. Everyone was supposed to whisper to the person next to them. By the time it came out the other end, it was a totally different story than when it started. And that happens these days with these phony stories and spreading all over the place, worse than poison ivy many times, spreading from one person to the next.
And that's the sort of emotional response that happens. The more that you hear these stories, the more worried you get.
Well, I see this in the financial world a lot, too. Well, I heard that this or that. I heard this, I heard that. Well, who'd you hear it from?
Exactly.
And where did they hear it from?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that commercial about the guy staying at a hotel the night before. He's not an expert, but he stayed at the Holiday Inn Express, right? You have to be very careful. And to me, it needs to be in writing with verified sources. And your plan, if you're talking about your own financial plan, should not be based on rumor. It needs to be facts. It needs to have guarantees. It needs to have security for you and that you understand exactly what's in there and you can back it up with facts, not fiction.
Exactly. Well, if you have any questions, if you're worried that you're not getting the entire story from your current financial advisor, or if you just want to take the worry out of retirement, today is the day to set up a no-cost consultation with a financial coach right in your area. Get that expert opinion. Get that second set of eyes on your plan so you know where you stand. Call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he'll get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. Again, that phone number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
To contact our local financial coach in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.
And we're taking a look at end of year details. When you're putting together your retirement plan, you're putting together that plan throughout the entire year, obviously, but there are certain pieces of that planning process that are very important to get in before the end of the year. We're taking a look at a couple of these every single week as we head into the end of 2016. Thank you so much for tuning into us throughout the year. Coach, I thought we'd take a look at number one, donating your RMD to charity. Now, this is your required minimum distribution, and folks have to take those out, but if they don't need to use them for specific costs throughout their own year, they can use it for other purposes.
Yeah, I mean, that happens to a lot of people. They like to give to a church or charity, and so that they donate the money they get from their required minimum distributions a year. Keep in mind, 70 and a half is the magic age. The year you turn that, the IRS says you have to start taking a certain amount of money out of your IRAs or 401ks if you're not currently working. Mm-hmm. 403bs, same thing. So this is a big news, though, for a lot of people who love to donate a lot of money, because exactly. You can donate up to $100,000 a year directly to a qualifying charity to avoid paying income tax on this transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make sure it's a qualifying charity. Don't open up your own little charity and call it a foundation or whatever and send money there, because right. it won't work too long. And just because you don't get caught right away doesn't mean you won't get caught later on with right. penalties and back interest too. So be very careful on that. So just one of the strategies, though, and this is not going to apply to a lot of people, and you have to have a lot of money to be wanting to donate the money to charity, because keep in mind, to just not have to pay tax on a little bit of money, you're donating a lot of money to the charities, right? Exactly. So if you need the money, use it for yourself first, but this is for people who don't need the money and don't need to be taking money out, but the government makes you take it out.
Now, the other thing that we wanted to take a look at today is that you do have extra time for IRA contributions. Now, while 401k contributions typically need to be made by the end of the calendar year, you do have until your tax filing deadline in April to make IRA contributions that will qualify you for a tax deduction on your 2016 tax return.
Yes, and that's something a lot of people forget about. The Cinderella pumpkin doesn't turn into a pumpkin on December 31st. 2016, you have until April 15th, 2017 to contribute to your IRA.
Now, this brings up the difference between tax planning and tax preparation, because you want to make sure that you are planning as you're heading into the end of 2016
right.
to know what your tax return is going to look like next year. You don't want to wait until April 14th.
You know, it's a good strategy to want to reduce taxes and by putting money in your own accounts, your retirement accounts, your IRAs and your 401ks. And keep in mind, the 401ks before the end of the year, you can max those out up until the end of the year. But the main reason why you're doing it is to build your own retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
The tax savings are great, but keep in mind, that's a temporary fix, because what happens to the money that you put into your IRAs and your 401ks eventually? What happens to it? You take it out, right?
Take it out, yeah.
And what happens then? You get taxed on the whole amount.
Yeah.
You get taxed on the whole amount. So by giving you this little short-term fix to reduce your taxes today, now the money you put in, let's say you put in $2,000, and let's say it grows to $20,000 by the time you need it in retirement, and you take it out, now you're going to be taxed on a whole $20,000 mm-hmm. just so you could get a tax write-off on two.
Wow.
It really makes no sense. You know, we're looking at the short term. The better thing to do is to max out your Roth options. And if you have a Roth 401k, you can put a whole lot more than just a Roth IRA aside. Now, you pay tax on the money when you put it in, but you never pay tax on it when you take it out, and it grows tax-free as well. The Roth makes a whole lot more sense. Then I have people say, well, I've already maxed out my Roth. How else can I get that tax-free growth? Proper utilization of certain life insurance policies using your building your own tax bunkers also builds a tax-free retirement, tax-free death benefit, and tax-free long-term care benefit as well. So if you're not sure about that, I think it's really important you contact a local financial coach to get in touch with them and find out how you could maybe have that tax-free environment in retirement. It rhymed a little bit, didn't it? Instead of a taxable one. So very, very important that we don't look at short-term fixes and hurt ourselves long-term if we can learn ways to really have that tax-free retirement in the future.
Absolutely. So in order to get that education, in order to get your questions answered and make sure that you are on the right track, you can give Coach Pete's personal hotline a call right now, and he'll get you in touch with your local financial coach. The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week, especially as we head into the end of the year, finding those things that you need to remember about. You're listening to the Financial Safari.